Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library Director, Jerry Hawkins. All right, Jerry, so what does the Mary J. Barnett Memorial Library have going on for May?
For May, we are preparing for our summer reading program, and registration opened on May 1st for registration for summer reading program, and our theme this year is Find Your Voice. We have lots of activities scheduled throughout the month of June and the beginning part of July. And summer reading program is not just for children. Summer reading program is open to everyone. We have adult activities, teen activities, elementary student activities, and we also have baby and toddlers. So everyone is welcome to join our summer reading program. We're going to have opening day is packet pickup day is June 5th. And then we have programs on June 12th. We have a bubble station by Absolute Science coming in. And then we have a whole list of stuff, other programs on Mondays and Thursdays, and that's available on our website under Summer Reading Program.
All right, and can you go a little more into the bubble station, just kind of what's going to go on with that, how that kind of got brought in?
So the bubble station is a program provided by Absolute Science. He is a performer that comes in for Summer Reading Program. And he will have, my understanding is he's going to have different stations set up with different types of wands, different shapes, and the kids or adults are going to be able to go to each station and do different types of bubbles.
Okay, and I also see that there's a anxiety reduction and self-care project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this program is brought to you by Project Recovery of Iowa. They are coming in to do a little training on this is kind of post-COVID training to help people with anxiety reduction and self-care project. It's on May 11th at 10:30 here at the library. And I know we can all probably use, as things get going through the summer, we all get a little anxious about everything. So, so this is a great opportunity to come in and learn some ways to maybe reduce your anxiety level and how to self-care.
All right. And then the library is also hosting an event that's kind of more of a statewide thing, but the Office of the Chief Information Officer is going to be in to talk about digital equity, right?
Yes. So he's going around throughout the whole state of Iowa, and Guthrie Center has him here for a town hall meeting on Wednesday, May 10th at 6 p.m. It's a 90-minute presentation and a chance for you to speak up and ask questions about accessibility to high-speed internet, affordability of that access, digital devices, and the skills needed to succeed in our digital services that are needed these days.
All right, and then another regularly occurring event that you guys have is your story hours every Friday morning at 10. What are kind of the themes that you have for this month?
So this month, on Friday, May 5th, we have spring is our theme, and we're going to be doing a craft with fork stamping tulips. On May 12th, it's an outdoor theme, and she's going to do nature walk vase craft. These story times are Friday mornings at 10 a.m. On May 19th, we're doing rainbow colors, and they're going to do a craft rainbow necklace. And then on Friday, May 26th, we have a special performer coming in, special program. It's Lori Lynn of Overall Buddies. And she's going to be doing singing, a storybook, dancing with the kids. And this is a special program that is offered through a grant that we received from Partners for Families of Iowa.
And we've kind of talked about it before, but the library participates in the Open Access program as well. Can you talk a little bit about how that works for everybody?
Yeah, the Open Access program allows you to enjoy the convenience of using a library where you work, shop, or on vacation. So with direct access to a physical shop on vacation, you can go in and get books and magazines and music, and you can borrow them from that library. Like, say you work in Des Moines, you can go to the Des Moines Library, get a library card there, check out the books, and then you can return them to any participating library in the state of Iowa. So it just allows you to kind of get a wider range of libraries where you can possibly get materials from, make it easy for you on your lunch break to go pick up your book. And then if you're home at night and your library participates, you can just drop that book off at that library and they get it back to to the library you checked it out from for you. And there is more than 600 libraries that participate in this program throughout the state of Iowa.
And are there any other events that you kind of want to talk about?
Have our book club and our cookbook club every month. Book club is on the second Tuesday of the month at 3 o'clock. Please feel welcome to join. We're always open to having some new members to open some new discussions up. We have our cookbook club on the third Thursday of the month, and that's at 6:30. And that's also just a great opportunity to come in and try some new food, new recipes, new recipe books. So we always enjoy having some new people come to that as well. And then don't forget about our Iowa Library Adventure Pass. If you are a Guthrie Center resident or Guthrie Center rural resident, you have access to the Iowa Library's Adventure Pass here at the Guthrie Center Public Library. You can get to go to the zoo or the Science Center free admission paid for by the library. Thank you to the Friends of Guthrie Center Public Library for sponsoring that Adventure Pass for us.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Well, thank you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.